Boom, no lube.
We are live. It's Sunday night. We're back in the on the pod. Now, it must be said that my screen is lagging, but that's fine. It must be said we very nearly didn't do a podcast tonight because I've been so stressed out for the last my wife just texted me, "Why are you late?" Because
producing from the living room, your wife.
No, I was very nearly pied it off tonight. However, I decided not to pie it off and decided to forge through for our listeners. So on this episode, I have got updates on when the merch is shipping to you lovely people. We're going to be talking about the Zappy disaster. Well, the Zappy nightmare for my energy. And we're going to be talking about the takeover of the electrical industry of Octopus. But first, we've got some housekeeping to do. Jamie, after you.
My sponsor for the show is Chevron Arnoux. So if you would like to, I don't know, analyse some energy or monitor some energy or work out how much energy you're using, they are the people to go to. They do all manner of exciting test gear and stuff like that. If you are considering getting into that kind of thing or just want some Gucci test gear, multimeters, they even do an MFT now, please give them a shout. They will. My promise to you is you will get the same service that I get. Just while I'm on that, don't normally do stuff like this, yeah, but I'm touching it tonight because they're a little firm. One of Chevron's reps, unfortunately, passed away this week. So if you are ringing up the office, they've got a post on it about on the LinkedIn. Ever such a nice guy, Paul, when I met him. And just bear in mind, they're a big firm, big French firm, but they operate quite a small UK unit. So if you are ringing up, trying to get something done, please be aware that they're a man down, obviously, and will continue to be sometimes. So yeah, although they are the number one people to go through for all that shit, if you are ringing the office and or trying to get in touch with someone like Paul, just bear in mind things have changed. I'm not very good at this, as you can tell, but yeah, my condolences to Paul and his family and the Chevron crew and that, but they still do remain the normal place to go to. So yeah, that's me done and a difficult read. Sam.
On to a different note. Now, Haiger. We know that the Haiger AFDDs have a lot of trouble tripping. Whether they trip too much or they don't trip at all is yet to be told. So when I asked the guy who wrote the book on AFDDs, the man at Haiger who wrote the book on AFDDs, he told me, when I asked, well, do I tell my listeners, and me as an electrician, just a humble electrician, how do I restore the confidence back in Haiger? Or how do you restore the confidence back in Haiger? And I was told, don't buy them. So this is my public service announcement for everyone watching. The 250 people out there of you watching.
Oh.
Don't buy them. And, yeah, that's it, I think. I think we can move on from that.
Hi, Mark, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Jamie. Now, cheers for having me back on. It's always good to see Sam promoting brands and trying to help raise the level of other people in industry.
Listen, I'm telling you what I was told. I asked him how to raise the confidence in people buying Haiger, and that's what he told me. So it's a public service announcement.
It's a fair question, and it's a weird way for a brand to respond to customers. Public service announcement. There you go.
It's very easy, just in seriousness, it's very easy to accuse us of hammering brands. But we're not. We're trying to inform electricians about things that go off. It's easy to say we're brand. We do that. But it's easy to say you're brand hammering when you're just in telling people what's occurring.
Do you know what, though? Had a bit of a change of heart this week about this brand hammering, even though I've just hammered Haiger, but that guy was incredibly rude, so I'm never going to drop it.
We're getting there. It's time for the. We're getting there, aren't we, though? Or are you going to do it now? What do you want to do?
No. But I'm this is a different thing. So this week, Artisan, and listen, I don't dislike Jordan, right? He is.
Rules are being broken here.
Listen, he's a nice guy. I think he's a very nice person, and I don't think he does anything maliciously, but he does do some fucking clangers. And he's done that this week with Verso, saying that Verso shut down, the MD's left, and they've gone out of business. And I'm like, and that has caused so much issues behind the scenes that I was like, I can't believe he did that.
if he was to watch Electrician's podcast regularly, he'd know about due diligence, wouldn't he? And that is an easily find outable, a find outable, is that a new word? Piece of information.
You need to sort out your microphone. What? Because your mouth is not moving with your words.
What is the crack with Ursa at the minute, Jack? Sam, is there an update as yet?
There isn't an update. There will be very soon. Will is booked for next month to come on. And there's some really exciting news coming next month. That's what I'm saying. I can't say anymore. And I'm desperate to tell people. There's some exciting news coming. Will's going to be on and we're going to tell the story front to back.
Don't believe F and Reed. Also, Jordan got me.
Hey?
Have you got a seat on the board at Bursa? Is this part of the announcement? Nice company car.
I'll tell you something now. If I did, I'd be a lot happier than I am today. I'll tell you that much. Jamie, you've got to sort out.
What's up with it? Is it working now?
No.
I can hear
myself.
You're
going to have to reboot. Go away and reboot.
Am I lagging for everyone? Right, I'm going to leave this podcast.
You are lagging a bit on my screen too.
Let me just leave. I don't know how to do this. Sorry for all you viewers out there. I'll be back shortly.
So, Sam, Bursa, you've got nothing to share with us at the minute, but something is coming soon.
Yeah, it is. So, Savory's on one. Jordan is no sooner pulling out. No one said an investor's pulling out. Savo, you dork. Much has been said about it. Much has been said about it, and much is going to still be said about it until everything's sweetened out.
What's that
investors like? Haven't pulled out. None of that's happened, but it's made it incredibly difficult to go forward, and that was the whole thing. So with this new thing, what is Savo saying? He's driving me mad here. Something gone horrible. Just that the lead guy had left and something's gone horribly wrong. No, yeah.
He said he's getting Savo back into the EV game.
But anyway, forget that for a second. Where was we? Everyone's throwing me off with this Verso shit.
I'm back. Well, I felt...
news.
Am I not lagging now? Is that good?
That's good. Right, we're back.
I felt Jordan Roth this week because he told me I've got bad spelling, punctuation, and grammar. But it's not true, though. But thanks for that. Thanks for letting me know. I had noticed for the past 41 years, mate. Cheers.
Who cares?
Fully we're talking about it because we didn't have a rule on this podcast. Any guest that would have come would know the three rules of this podcast, yeah? No politics, no religion, and no artisan. Well, there's only two rules now. Enjoy.
It's just nonsense. The whole thing's nonsense. Don't listen to hearsay. And if you're going to say something, know it to be a fact before you say it.
If you're going to call someone bankrupt, that's a very easy thing to find out about.
So are we going to do the news?
I'll do the news. Number one, got the BT roll, so you've not been up here. I was quite pleased to see this. This might be boring for a lot of people, yeah?
What the fuck was that?
It was me coughing up a lurgy. I've got a bit of a cold. The Ladder Association, yes, it exists. It exists, yeah?
Only you would find this.
No, this is good, right? Who's not been on site and seen what I would describe as dangerous people using them telescopic ladders?
Oh, I love them telescopic ladders. They're brilliant.
Well, you would, but personally, I think they're a death trap. I think they're an absolute death trap. But they've had Class 1 status and been okay to use, yeah? The Ladder Association now says most of them don't meet their requirements and shouldn't be used in an industrial or commercial setting.
Do you know what's funny about this? Do you know what I did the other day?
Fell off a set of telescopic ladders?
No. My brother was on site, me and my brother, and we had a skip on site. And we was having the skip picked up that day. And I would just put some bits and pieces on top of the skip whilst I was tidying up. And I left these ladders on top of the skip. Anyway, we had to go back to my mum and dad's for an emergency poo. Anyway, come back. The skip was gone and so were the ladders. They thought we were skipping these ladders. He was fuming with me.
If you have got some telescopic ones, though, I've said for a number of years, that's what you should do with them. But mainly public service, yeah? If you are employed by someone, I know Sam loves using them because he loves danger. If you are employed by someone that's getting you to use these telescopic ladders and you have an accident, you're probably not insured or covered. So if you are using them, your firm gives them because they fit the back of your car or something. Just be aware now, the Ladder Association, who are bang on in the world of ladders, they're the boys in the world of ladders, they've come out and said, look, you need to be using solid ones. So I just thought I'd put that out there, because the last thing I want to see is some spark off a set of these ladders, not be able to get a claim.
Josh has just put £5 in the chat. I'm going to be honest right now. I've had no payout of this. I don't know where this money's going, but I ain't had any. So I would stop wasting your money, bruv. These ladders, who cares? Why have you... Oh, I suppose it is relevant.
It's relevant. What's relevant is, all right, if you've got a pair and you're doing it around your house, whatever, but if you fall off a pair at work and you're unemployed, so you want to go to your boss tomorrow and go, look, you know these ladders? Here's a bulletin on them from the Ladder Association. Are you going to get me some proper ladders, blah, 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 because it could affect you. If you have an accident, they might go, oh, we're not paying you out, blah, 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 all that. Just trying to do our little bit for, what's it called who watch this show? Electricians. But yeah, pop that in. Any questions?
Brilliant.
Sam's now shitting his pants about his telescopic ladders.
I haven't got telescopic ladders. I've got a truck now, and I've got a roof rack on my truck, and so I've got ladder clamps and everything.
It doesn't even have a triple extender. It just has one huge ladder like Fred Dibner, because his truck's so massive.
It is.
I've been brought, awareness has been brought to me. Welcome to the Renewables Podcast, by the way, about these this week. I've heard personally about these three times. So I'm just going to bring this up, yeah? This is a right little scam in the solar sector doing the rounds. I forgot who sent this to me. Sorry, because they've now sent me this one of these units. So I'll look at Instagram and credit you in a moment. They messaged me and goes, my customer's been charged £3,000 to have that voltage optimizer fit to their solar. I was like, that's interesting. The guy was very knowledgeable, who I will reference in the comments if I don't reference later. Yeah. Basically, just a couple of long story shorts, might not be bang on. The solar company fitted the solar. They then went bankrupt and the assets were sold off. Companies are then buying the assets, which include the lists of the customers, the names, addresses, and all that kind of stuff. Then people are ringing up, pretending to be the original company, coming round and doing a solar survey and saying, oh, you need voltage optimization. So I heard about this guy on Instagram who's kindly sent me one of these to ever play with. I then get an email off a guy I know, a message off a guy I know. He's like, you're into your solar. He's like, yeah. He goes, I've had this firm round to do my annual service, and he's in Medway, and this one was in Kent. And I went, they ain't told you need a £3,000 voltage optimizer, have you? And he went, yeah, they have actually. So be aware.
And what is a voltage optimizer?
It's a load of bollocks. That's what it is. It basically, it makes your voltage 230 volts. It tries to make your voltage 230 volts. I've got a YouTube coming on and an Instagram this week. So it's snake oil, basically. But just be aware, if you've got customers coming to you about this kind of thing, it's a bit of a scam doing the rounds.
Hold on. When do you ever need that then? It exists for a reason. So when do you ever need it?
They've got the uses, but in 99% of domestic properties, they have no use whatsoever.
Let me go to the expert. 1 second. Marco.
I'm calling myself the expert.
When do you ever use one of these in a domestic property?
There was a time where they were sold to try and reduce energy bills, because if you've got higher voltage, you can consume more power. So if you can regulate that voltage to around 220 volts or so, in theory, you can drop your bills. But it never really works out that way, because stuff runs for longer, generally, to have the same effect. Maybe stuff like a washing machine or something, you may see a small saving. But what tended to happen is they went very wrong very quickly, and usually left people without working electrical systems. There's a chain of shops we pulled out three-phase ones from not too long ago. So, yeah. They, like Jamie said, it's snake oil. Never really worked.
The maths is still fine. Doesn't. The maths, all the maths is good. It's a really weird situation where all the maths says yes, but the actual use of them says no. Because if you put less voltage to your kettle, it will use less energy, but it will take longer to boil. And the mass
needs the same energy.
Yeah, because energy cannot be created or destroyed. You turn electrical energy into heat. If you have a little bit less energy, you have a little bit less heat, it just takes longer.
When I was at school, I asked the science teacher, why do they go up into space in rockets? Why don't they just fly up, right? And her answer was, because it's the same amount of work. So the same amount of energy to go fly up is the same amount of energy as it is to go up straight up in a rocket.
But you just bang it all in one. I don't think you can fly, but I think what you're saying is, if you could fly up,
yeah,
you would expel the same amount of energy, which would be less over a longer period of time, rather than just booking bang off up we go. So yeah, these things, they're doing the round. So if you're into your solar, if you want to, I just thought about something people said to customers, just be aware, this is a little scam doing the round, especially if you're in the Kent area.
I'm going to start offering that as part of my company.
Well,
definitely.
I was thinking it might be you, because it was all on your patch. But I was like,
mate, what? I'm not Essex. Bell End?
You can.
Yes.
Same thing in it, as far as I'm aware. South of Watford Gap, I couldn't give a fuck. Right, we are going to need Mark's technical advice on this one. Here we go.
You don't need my technical advice because I'm the guy who's bringing down things in the industry like left, right and centre here.
This is definitely going to be watched by the My Energy PR department at some point, so behave yourselves, kids.
Can I just say something, though?
Go on, go. No, say it.
No, I can't remember now. Just go.
Right. Sota Electrical has got a YouTube channel that's in pictured there. That's a screenshot of his video, so credit to him for putting this video out. Yeah, it's we've sourced this this from him, so fair credit to him. He put out quite an interesting video. He does EV stuff, so I don't find it interesting, but this one was sent to me by a few people. And, Mark, do you want to set the scene on this one?
Hold on. This chat is gold tonight, honestly.
I'm not even looking.
There's some stupid shit being said in here. It is ridiculous.
There is.
Mark, do you want to set the scene or I'll set the scene.
Let Mark set the scene.
I'll give my bit and Mark can correct me because you love me being corrected by Mark, don't you? You asshole. Zappy, and I'm sure a lot of people remember this, they were big on, you don't need an RCBO, an RCD or whatever. Our charger's got it inbuilt and you don't need it. You can save money on your installs by using our chargers. So people put them in that manner. Then they've now changed the instructions to say, oh, you actually do need an RCD, please fit them. And now when you want a warranty on a charger that was fitted in the old manner without the RCD, they're refusing the warranty because you haven't retrospectively been fitted an RCD. They've moved the goalposts.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Say that again.
Mark's turn.
I wasn't listening. Oh, dear.
I zoned out.
that is true. And it's not unique to My Energy. Over time, lots of these manufacturers were claiming their RCDs met the requirements of what we needed as electricians. And they were arguing that case. And there was a bit of a debate over on Twitter where these things usually happen, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, where eventually My Energy admitted that the RCD in their Zappy didn't meet 61008 or 61009. And then they changed the manual to say that you should fit an upfront type RCD if you have concerns about the technology in their products. So it was kind of still a bit of a grey area. And then as their training moved along, I think in late 2022, they changed the manual again to say that you should fit an upfront type A 30 milliamp RCD on the charge point. But when Adams installed that, that wasn't the case. And to use that as a warranty excuse in any regard is sketchy, because they're claiming the product's got RCD protection built into it. It just doesn't meet our installation wiring standard. Why would you emit a claim? I don't get it, to be fair.
Like the same sort of RCD you get on one, like an outdoor plug?
It's electronic. It's not actually a module. Yeah. It's within the circuit board. A good way of putting this is, you know, if you go to a house that's got a 17th edition install, that's absolutely perfect. As electricians, we can go in there and go, this complies with the 17th edition. However, it's not up to 18th edition standards, but it's perfectly safe. We can't say to people, you need to change that to an 18th edition board or else we're not going to sign it off, because our regs are not retrospective. But it seems like Zappy come along and go, our manual is retrospective. If they decide tomorrow to put in their manual, you have to cover all of our charges with custard because we say so. And they retrospectively apply that like they've done this. They could then go, we're not warranting it because your charge is not covered with custard. And it sounds stupid, but that's literally what they could do and what they've done here.
So it's not unique. It's not unique to My Energy. I think Anderson had something.
They took their RCD out, didn't they? They didn't tell anyone.
Yeah. And even in solar PV now with the Give Energy Gateway, they're forever swapping the RCDs that are in there. They were type AC to start with, then they were type A, now they're a mixture of both. They're not too sure on the earthing system they're using in island mode. So I think manufacturers are muddying the waters everywhere. They should maybe just get back to making stuff that does what it wants to do, like charge the car up.
They should maybe
keep sunshine into power and let us worry about the rest.
They should. I know you said this, and I said, manufacturers who make a plastic box that screws on your wall should stick to doing that. How that gets fed by a power supply should be a design criteria of an electrician. When they start going, you don't need RCDs so they can save money as a sales pitch.
Isn't that what AFDDs was all about? Because AFDDs were originally designed to be put into like washing machines and shit like that. They're meant to be put into consumer electrical goods.
The manufacturer didn't want it on them, so they moved to the board.
Is that what they should be doing? All these renewables companies, should they be backing that sort of that part of the technology back to the electrician to deal with at the install side?
Please stop making good points every week. Yeah, it's getting on my tits. right?
I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, but yeah, literally, AFDD's went, we don't want to start putting these in washing machines because it'll cost us more money, our product will be more expensive, we'll have more problems. Let's get electricians to do that shit because we all sit on JPL 65, whatever it is, and we'll make them do it. In this 64. Case, it was a sales thing, 64, I don't give a fuck. I'm never getting on it. And in this case, Zappa were like, oh, this is a sales thing. We don't need, you don't need to buy an RCD, you can do it cheaper. When we should be going, our cable needs an RCD on, we'll cater for the thing on the end. So yeah, it was a clever bit of marketing. So now they're very quiet about it, but it seems to me like they should be issuing a statement or at least.
The most, sorry, Jamie, the most annoying thing about this is the way they wrote to Adam's customer. At the end of the day, that he's their customer and his customer's the one who's received the comms, basically telling him that he's not installed it right. So if that was one of my customers and my energy had written to them and told them, oh, you can't have your warranty claim because I haven't done it right, they'd be getting a legal letter, not a YouTube video about it, because that would really wind me up big time.
Manufacturers
are really overstepping themselves. You need to remember that, that us as electricians, we're their customers. We're usually the ones recommending their products. I do that every week, recommend a Zappy to a customer alongside a solar system or a Give Energy EV charger to tie in somewhere. It's us doing that. We're their customers, and they need to get real on that one.
Let's set this up straight. Yeah, this guy's done nothing wrong. He puts his stuff work on YouTube all the time. He stands by what he does. What he's done is fine. He did it all to regs. He's even said that he's rang him up and checked stuff and done all that. So there's no problem with him. But he's then, like say, be quiet because they've gone to his customer and gone, you know, fit that for you. They've done it wrong, which he hasn't, because we've changed the manual
yesterday. No, that's naughty. That's naughty. But I don't think... So years ago, I had Jordan Brompton, who's... The lady who's in charge of my energy to a certain level.
One really lovely lady. Ever.
Really lovely lady, incredibly knowledgeable, incredibly on point. She knows the insides and outs of it. And I don't think this is something that she would have if she knew about it. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
I think that this, where they've grown so fast and become so... Like the growth of My Energy has been phenomenal, and they've had a lot of problems doing it because they're a young company with young heads doing a lot of hard things, like UK manufacturing. What are you talking about? That is that is dead, essentially dead, and they're trying to do it. And I think where they've grown so quick, they've took their eye off the ball in some places. There's probably some Burke in the office has sent that message out. Probably had no right. Some div has sent that out.
And
what that div doesn't realise is he's a YouTuber. That's going to blow up. Everyone's going to be talking about it. It's going to be on the podcast that goes around moaning about everything. And then it's going to get back to him. But my thing is, I don't want to see a British company fail. I don't want to see them do shit. Okay.
I don't. I recommend them. I think Zappy still, even though it's old, it's a good bit of kit.
But if they're doing shit like that and they're causing people like Sota problems and they're causing electricians problems, then that needs addressing. And I think that Jordan and all that probably needs to address the situation a bit better. Probably come out and have a conversation about it. Probably put it right.
They
and
probably will.
Better to do that.
She had me on LinkedIn the other week because I mentioned a post she put up about, you know, when the marketing department just start, you know, you tag anyone and their product and you fit it to the wall and then they randomly share it on their thing.
Yeah.
So like they put up an installation, or I've seen it a few times from MyEnergy and others, they get tagged in a post and they just automatically share it. Yeah. And every spark is looking at it going, that's dog shit. That's bad. But there, and I said, you want to be careful because when your company, HR department, not HR, PR department, tag that, you give weight to that bad install that it can be done like that. It's quite a powerful thing. And she challenged me on it openly. We had a discussion about it and that. But generally, My Energy, they have a wicked stand at trade shows. Yeah, a really snazzy stand. They've got this really snazzy marketing thing. They spend all this money on PR and all these influencers and paying stuff and all that kind of stuff, yeah? How much does that cost? Does that cost more than keeping a Sparky like him happy? Because I'll tell you which one's better.
It's not a bad shout, mate.
I'll tell you which one's better value, because I couldn't give a shit about the stand. I couldn't give a shit what influence they play. If they've got a good product and this well supported, word gets round. It's not a big buzz on social media, but people go, them Zappers are all right. They've been about for years, seem to be pretty reliable. They do the job. It's just a posh socket. But when you're mugging off sparkies like that, that fitting them, that's a dangerous game to be playing. Getting
it
videos
is a dangerous
like
game
that.
To be playing. What's your thoughts, Marco?
Well, the Zappies and Eddies are market-leading products and have been for a long, long time, certainly in the renewables game that I'm in now. And I don't think you can say that Jordy Brompton should have an eye on everything in that business now. It's huge. I don't see everything going on in my business, and it's tiny. So that's an unrealistic expectation. But when things like this happen, I think it's down to them to deal with and put right. And I'm sure they will. Just an individual error or if this is more of a policy. We don't know how many times this might have already happened. This might be something they're doing because they've got a quality issue with the Zappies of all the times, maybe.
I feel sorry
from some of that warranty, speculating a little bit there, but this might be the first time it's happened to someone with a following.
I feel sorry for them. Because I feel sorry for a lot of EV charge manufacturers like this, yeah, because I was mentioning this chat, yeah. They're being fitted by people that aren't qualified, right? And that leads to problems that become warranty problems that aren't the manufacturer's fault. Now, I know Zappi brought out a approved installer to go and do some training. Is that right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you have to be trained.
I know some people don't like it. If you go there and they say, do this, this, and this, and this, and then fit our product like that, and then someone goes with a warranty time and go, who's fit that for you? Oh, that's not someone we trained. Because I can see warranty being a big issue, sending things back that aren't actually broken and that, but I do believe there's some sort of training for it, so... But I feel sorry for them that the fact that there are absolute morons out there fitting their kit badly, drilling the top of it and stuff like that, it's getting sent back to them, costing them thousands. They're probably going, why should we replace the chargers at the top drilled? And I totally get that. So it's not like it's all just them. It's they're fighting that bad install thing as well.
And just let me be clear on Mark's point. I'm not saying Jordan Brompton should be on everything. I don't think she should at all. I think what I'm saying is if she gets hold of this, I guarantee there'll be a resolution and a proper resolution because she don't play like that. She's not put all this effort into building it from a tiny little startup into this monolith that it is. She ain't going to have that shit because she knows the importance of electricians. I'm speaking like I know her. I hope she knows the importance of the role of electricians. Or has she thought it out and thought, do you know what? Octopus has come along. Electricians ain't gonna be fitting these much more. Who gives a fuck about the electricians?
What you've alluded to though is like the bigger your company gets, you can't be. She's not manning the fucking warranty department, is she?
No, but what I'm saying is
people down there that do it for her that might give answers that aren't necessarily the firm. But it'd be interesting how it pans out. But it is a little bit of an issue. It could be one for other charges.
But no, what I'm thinking is like perhaps the electrician becomes less important if they do a deal with someone like Octopus. Do you know what I mean? Because it's off the table, isn't it? I know they're not done a deal with Octopus, but maybe it's going that way where you... Maybe it's going that way where they'll be installing them, like selling them en masse to companies that install them en masse.
And that's a nice segue into our discussion this evening, isn't it? Well done, Sam. Someone's like, you've been on a media training course. So yeah, I feel sorry for anyone that's having to put this stuff in, but I don't feel sorry for some people who might be trying to get an unfair advantage, which rolls us nicely into welcome to Renewables podcast. We've got
you're
Malcolm.
Like the fully charged for electricians, you guys, now.
It's just... I messaged John from Faultless earlier because... Does anyone remember? I know he used to work for one. In my local town, it was East Midlands Electricity Board. And they supplied the electricity down your streets and did all the transformers and all that. They did all the power stations, that. But they'd also have a contracting department. And they'd come and do like little rewires and stuff for you. That was a thing. John told me they just went basically because there was no money in it. But now it seems your electricity supplier doing installation is making a bit of a comeback in the form of Octopus, which we've come here to discuss this evening.
Oh, wait. No. They're not doing rewires and stuff, are they? They're not doing all the little jobs.
Well, they're not yet.
Piss me right off.
They're not yet, are they? But what I'm saying is if you've got a load... Well, it's a big discussion we could have tonight, and we'll look at the chat. If you take on a load of £38,000 a year sparkers to put EV charger, the work dries up, are you going to start changing light bulbs?
Can I just say something? To quote Doherty Contracting on the chat, Mark's on tramadol. You do look like you're on tramadol tonight, Mark.
My camera wasn't working when I brought it, so I'm on a rubbish old webcam, which is probably why.
See, if I quoted Douglas Contracting from the chat, it'd say, smiling love heart, smiling love heart, smiling love heart, smiling love heart. Am I looking at the wrong bit?
Yeah, you're an idiot. Don't worry about it. So, it's funny.
Octopus
me and Mark
aren't the only ones, though, are they? They're not the only ones. There's other ones doing it.
Well, the general gist tonight is, should Sparkies be worried about bigger firms who have got better buying power than us? Because we haven't seen this. We haven't seen massive players in the domestic market since the electricity boards. That's my take.
British Gas did a bit of rewiring, didn't they? Where they started pushing all their home care packages and doing boiler replacements, and they were tagging on rewires while they were trashing people's houses, repiping them.
Died a death. So they started doing that. But should the normal Sparky be worried? That's what.
I think one of the problems you have is, right, a company like mine, locally, just starting up, if Octopus offer all the services I offer, how am I, with all the money behind them, all the guarantees, all that sort of stuff, how am I going to get my foot in the door with any customers? Because why would they call me over Octopus? For the next year or so, before Octopus get a really bad name for doing really bad jobs because they're not really electricians doing the work.
Allegedly,
whatever. Like, and then all of a sudden, all the electricians are working for £38,000 a year, being really grumpy about it and doing 15-hour days to earn that, and then just lashing it in. And then all of a sudden, we've come back, but we've got whether a year of the downside or 2 years, they're going to take up 50% of the market because they'll be cheaper. There'll be more availability of them because they'll have more people on the road. They'll get cheaper shit because they'll be in with CEF and Eddies and all that.
Well, no, that's an interesting point I was going to bring up. Yeah, I just want to set an example. Yeah, let's say Octopus start. They're going to fit EV charge. They're going to fit solar. They're going to fit heat pumps. Yeah. Let's say they go to some fuse board manufacturer and go, we want to buy your gear, gives a good price on these items. Then they go to an EV manufacturer and go, we want to buy your gear, gives a good price on this item. Then they go to Doncaster and go, gives a good price on this item, yeah? And they source all those materials from the source because they've got the power to do that. Then it will start affecting wholesalers. Well, then there'll be
Because they've literally got the infrastructure
to have their own wholesaler internally.
Yeah.
A lot of these wholesalers burn a lot of these manufacturers as well, though. There's just lots of that that goes on. I think we need to look at it from Octopus's point of view here. They're not really interested in the electrical market. It's a byproduct of what they're trying to do. They're trying to grow their market share of consumers buying electricity and gas. And if they can offer somebody a heat pump where they can cover the cost of it inside those bills, they're more encouraged to swap to them, aren't they? That's what it's about.
Which is the unfair advantage, isn't it? Because they can now do the head upgrade, the fuse upgrade, the isolator.
Just imagine you know how, like, when you pay your electricity bill, sometimes you might have £300 in credit, right? And say you needed some lights fitting in your house. What if you could get the lights fitted against the credit you got in your account? Do you see what I'm saying? All of a sudden, that's over, isn't it?
Oh, of course, you could have your electricity work done now.
You've already paid for the lights to be fitted.
What's the catalogue company called that used to do that stuff? The ones that used to sell like TVs to people who could never afford to pay it back. So they go, oh, you want
Kenwood's. Was it Kenwood's?
Radio Reynolds.
Something like that. There was a catalogue firm that used to be in shops. Like, they'd sell you a plasma screen TV for £4,000 to pay back £1 a week. We're getting close. Some of the chat will come up in a minute, but we're a bit delayed. But they start going, you want an EV, but you can't really afford it. Well, give us £10 a week. What Sparky could front that? But they've got the system totally in place to do that already, haven't they? Why do you keep bringing up good points?
Because I'm smart. Fuck this podcast.
I mean, if you're sat there now, Sam, and any of us, and we ain't got the dirt to front up a solar system, a heat pump, and they say to you, right, we'll give you all this stuff and you just keep paying your bills the same for the next 3 or 4 years and then you can have it after that point. You know, it's costing you nothing, isn't it? No other part of industry can offer that deal. So they're going to clean up.
I'll tell you what as well, you know, if Octopus go and buy an inverter and some solar panels off a manufacturer, they ain't paying for them all until they're on that roof and you've probably started paying. They're not going to pay for it up front. They're going to get credit and get a good price because they've got the power, which no Sparky can touch.
No, it is a problem because someone put in here, do Ferrari worry about what Peugeot's doing? Well, it's not really the same thing. It's quite a good analogy, but it's not the same thing because when
Toyota might worry if Peugeot got the license to issue road fund license in the UK and no other manufacturer did. That'd make a big difference to sales Toyota, of vehicles.
Yeah, it would. You can register your own cars, but every other manufacturer can't do that. They've got to go through a DVLA. That's what we're talking about, isn't it? That kind of level of shenanigan.
Littlewoods.
That's it. Littlewoods. The Littlewoods catalogue.
Littlewoods catalogue. You used to have a naked lady bit at the front to get it out.
I just think, yeah, I think it's about, I think it's troubling times, and this goes back to what Jamie's always said is specialize in an area. Now everyone has jumped on this solar bandwagon. Mark done it a lot, quite early on, so he's quite well established now, and it'd be foolish for myself to go jump onto it at this stage.
I don't think so, mate. There's still a good market for it, for people who are wanting to do it. And the other thing is, we haven't really met the demand as industry. So like Octopus doing what they're doing is needed as far as the government are concerned, because they want to hit all these targets, and it's not going to happen unless a big player really pushes it hard and helps people finance this stuff who otherwise can't afford it. If we're still in this cost of living crisis and millions of people can't afford solar, that's the reality. They're bridging that gap.
How ironic is it though that all the government bang on about is renewables and saving money, that we need to train all these people, yeah? And then they say there's this massive demand for, it's plumbers as well for heat pumps, and it's electricians for all the renewables, yeah? If there's such a fucking massive demand for it, why aren't the wages going up? Like, I thought it's supply and demand. It's only when a big company get involved that they can drive that down whilst there's still a demand. Because to me, we're the most wanted trade going, but we're on less than Tyler's.
Mate, the number one thing in London at the moment is air conditioning engineers, AC engineers. Mate, they're getting like £600 a day on some sites. It's gone through the roof.
I mean, you know what? Again, that's the niche thing. Why do you keep calling up such fucking good points? It's doing me nothing. You know the traditionals, yeah? Your butcher, your baker, your candlestick maker, electricians, carpenters, bricklayers, yeah? Then you've got these other trades like air conditioning engineers, and when people go on, want to go and get a trade, they don't think about those. That's why they're making the good money, because they're under the radar. The problem with us is we've got too much of a reputation for charging money and being minted, and now we're paying the price for it.
Mate.
That's a bad point, actually. People do assume we make a load of dirt, don't
we? We should have kept them under the radar. Dogs. That video came out from the Australian guys, didn't they? I've got to call the Sparky, and he turns up in his Ferrari in that. That might be funny, but it's not doing us any favours as a trade, is it?
You know what? It's funny. Do you know what? You might even be media trained there, because I've had a fucking weekend of trying to justify my rates to customers, because they're like... And I've never had this problem until this weekend, when I really needed to get the money in.
Come on, then. Spill it out. Because this is not the first time I've heard someone say that this week.
Yeah, it's got mad. All of a sudden, like, people are questioning my day rate. Now... What about this, yeah? Rewiring five bathroom lights rewired, five bathroom lights, fitted a Ring doorbell camera, fault finding in the front garden. They've had aggregates put down and their lights in the front have stopped working. So I'm digging around in the front garden looking for the break in the cable after doing my testing and finding out roughly where it is. Fixing the pillar lights as well, and I charged £325 plus materials.
What you did? Did you get it all squared away?
Squared away, right?
So you went around there all day, scribbling around your hands and knees for £325, they're fucking moaning.
And this is floor up in the bathroom. Cut the edge of the lino, peel it all back, take up the ply, take that up in a square section, and then. Do the rewire the lights.
Did you have a load of tools to do that as well, did you?
And did I know how to do it? Because they didn't. Do you know what I mean? And then I go, oh, right, so that's, I think it's nearly £400 with all bits and pieces, right? And they was like, oh, that's a bit much. My husband said that's a bit much. Don't think we're going to pay that. I was like, oh, okay. What do you think I'm worth then? Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you say to that?
You don't do that. I know it's an old analogy. It's not like I've invented some stuff here. You couldn't do that shit in Tesco, could you? Milk's a bit expensive. Fucking not paying that for it.
I ain't paying that.
How much for a fucking naan bread, you cheeky bastard? I can go to India and get one for £4. Like, fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, 325 for 400 quid for a day's graft on all.
Yeah, that's including materials. 400 quid, just under 400 quid including materials, because I actually don't charge for materials. If I'm charging for the whole day, and part of going to the wholesalers is part of that day. Do you see what I'm saying?
So it sounds to me like you're running around the arse like a madman. To be fair,
I got it all done.
I haven't done it for less than that. No way.
No, and I thought. And like, you start questioning yourself, am I taking the piss? I don't know. I don't want to do it for any less than that. Because if you think about it, as a company, what are you going to pay yourself a day? You're going to pay yourself, you want to make 200 quid a day after tax, right? But you also want your company to make a profit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So your company needs to make 20% on top of what on top of the bill to make a profit. Otherwise, all you're doing is you've just got a crazy job.
Well, now we're on about it and the rules have been broken, yeah? Jordan did a video on this, didn't they? Ours did a video, what electricians were. I don't think that did the fucking trade any favours whatsoever.
Like, I don't know.
I've seen that one. What was it?
Jordan put a video out basing, it's some fucking clickbait bullshit about our electricians aren't too much money or getting paid too much. I was like, thanks for that. Thanks for fucking our payment up even more. Like, secrets should remain trade secrets. Like, no one's going to sit through this fucking boring 45 minutes of this video to hear us talk about traders at the sparks in the chat, yeah? My rule is, I generally want between 350 and 400 quid to be out the arse. Like, you know what I mean?
Here's my rates.
I don't tell customers that.
My rates are quite simple. It's £50 an hour, but if I'm there all day, it's £325. I feel like that's really quite a fair rate.
I think it is, yeah, because you're driving there once, you're not moving, you've probably got your sandwiches.
Yeah, and like, you're set for the day, you get your stuff out, you're all sweet, you go and do your jobs and you're sweet. So it's kind of, I try and be as kind as I can without selling myself short. A lot of this was my own fault because I bought that truck, which cleared us out, so we had no sort of, and we had the mortgage coming up, so I took another job. And they, so, and then I quoted another job. This is, and got this job in this weekend. So I've been working all weekend. And this next job was 4 garden lights, 2 in a pergola in the corner, 2 at the patio. Then,
there
3
is.
Ring doorbell cameras around the property as well. And then, some fairy lights on a pergola on the patio. So I charged £1,300 for that. It's roughly 2 days' work, me and an apprentice. Roughly 2 days' work. That's all switching. It's all done on.
Nothing wrong with that price at all.
They come back and go, well, how much are the bits? And at this moment,
get him to see you fucking dicks. Honestly,
and at this moment, usually I'm like, well, it's 1,300 quid to do it or £0 to not do it. So you choose. Usually I'm like that. However, I'm shitting my pants. Have we got enough for the mortgage? Oh, we're like, I've run us too low buying the truck. I've run us too low. I borrowed Peter to pay Paul, hoping Paul will pay Peter back. However, I've gone, I don't know, what's your budget? And they've gone, about £1,000. And I was like, see what I can do, move some things around. Anyway, I got it down to £1,000. But there was no wiggle room. So the way I priced it up was £375 a day for me and a boy, 2 days. Boom, there's that money. Then I totaled up the parts. And then on the whole thing, I added 20%. And that is for miscellaneous things that go wrong.
Yeah, I've got a name for that. Contingency.
Yes, and shit always goes wrong when you don't want it to. So I took the contingency out, which was about £218, and I reduced my day rate down a bit, right? Mate, you've never seen more ungrateful people in your life.
Because they're just mugging you off, aren't they? The problem is, like I say, I've just put that video up on the thing, look, that's the, fuck off, that's the artisan video. It was called, Are Electricians the Worst Paid Trade? Like, cheers for that. Thanks for putting that out. That's going to really help the cause, isn't it, when we're... when everyone can see that and we're all talking about as wages.
Hopefully we're not the worst paid trade, surely not. We must be at least mid-table, I would have guessed.
I don't think we're the worst paid trade by a long way. But
I had one recently when we had a customer, we'd done a big rewire on it. It was quite a big project, and they never ended up having the EV charger fitted. And the bill at the end, I put in the same because they'd had a load of other extra work done as well. And I thought, rather than just, cause a load of admin, we'll just keep it as it was. And then they started questioning it. Oh, you charged us £1,200 too much or whatever, and we're not paying you. So I was like, well, what about the three-phase bulb we fitted you? Because you was only going to have a single phase supply on your domestic house to start with, and you've had three-phase put in, so you've got a Schneider three-phase board in there that weren't on your original put either. You know, there's these people who will try and justify things in their own favour and this ignore anything.
But here's the thing. So all of a sudden she goes, oh, where are the solar lights for each panel on the fence? I was like, was it in the quote? Oh, no, it's not in the quote. Right? Okay, that's not in the quote. Oh, we've got two-way switching in the hallway that doesn't work properly. Can you fix that? Yeah, no problem. And then you start doing favours because now you're a little bit behind and you're like, fucking, I've just got to keep them happy to get this money out of them. Anyway, I say to them today, we need to settle up for the materials and the labour. I've got to go back Thursday to fit the lights that they wanted to order themselves, right? So I'm now
what
got
to say
back
fucking
again.
50p and buy some wank lights.
Whatever. So you need to settle up for the work done so far. £900, please. She turns to her husband and goes, £900 for 2 days work and some wires? What do you think?
Fucking cheeky cunts.
And
honestly.
And he was like, yeah.
Oh, it's like, in the game I work in, right, I'm going to take it on my son soon to do a project, right? Because, you know, in the commercial world, you know, like what you're saying there, like, we have things called delay notices. So, like, the parts aren't on site, I can't fit them. So rather than just waiting to the end and having a big clusterfuck like Mark come to as well, what you do then is you issue a thing called a delay notice. We can't do this work because you haven't provided these materials, yeah? And there's loads of, like, it's all in the streetwise, some of this kind of stuff. In like a school build or a hospital build, you've got to do that. Because at the end, they'll go, you've overrun the project, we're going to fine. You go, well, the lights weren't here. All these delay notices then come into play and you have a big old fucking shit fest over it, yeah? It seems like now that's filtered into the domestic market. We're like, you can't just go, you didn't have that light, but you had that socket, just call it the same price. They're like, oh, well, I didn't have a socket. But because you haven't legally informed them that you've done them a favour, they want to milk you for it. Like, that's the kind of bullshit that's been going on in the contracting world for years that is pain in the arse, and now customers want to do it.
We have contracts for all of our stuff generally, but this is one that is kind of, you know, when you get friendly with a customer and you think actually they're all right, there's a bit of trust there each way.
Yeah.
And then they overstep that boundary of trust, I'm going to say.
But the thing is that they're a lovely couple, but they don't value, they don't have any value in what I brought. And this is the first time I face this in the field out on my own. And I couldn't believe the front of it. £900 for a couple
of
days.
Right?
And it's a Saturday and Sunday as well we're working.
And you know, they've got a 60 grand BMW on the drive, yeah? And they drive it down to BMW, park it outside. They give them a cup of tea. The mechanic comes out, his pristine overalls, yeah, and takes the car off them. And they never see the car being worked on. But they go, oh, it's obviously very good because they've got this. You paid for that tea. You paid for those nice clean overalls. That guy's probably paid to just drive your car in. The actual work they did, you haven't seen anything. But when they present you with a bill, you just pay it. If you have some tradesperson digging your ass up for 3 days, fixing loads of stuff, you've seen them there grafting, sweating the tits off with a bum crack out. You're like, oh, don't want to give you £900, you fucking scumbag. That's like, this stuff people will pay for they never see, and they'd quite have to do it. But
it's madness. And like, because they sort of worked out my day rate. They sort of worked it out saying, we think the materials come to this, so you're earning this, and we think that's quite a lot.
I've been on Screwfix.
The rest is all for you, don't they? It's like, that's the wages he's making. They don't see the fuel, the insurance,
the contingency,
the profit.
I've been on Screwfix, and a fuse board only costs £50. Get in the fucking sea.
This is the thing. It's like, I've still got to spend an hour quoting the job, like thinking of all the parts. And you're always going to forget something. So it's going back for something. I forgot the half whisker boxes. Drove me mad. I had to go back and get them from Screwfix on a Sunday. So, you know, I paid over the odds for that as well. You know, we pay for our insurances, all that sort of shit. It's just not easy. I was driving along, so fuming today. And then I have a chat with Ricky Byrne, and I want to give a big shout out to Ricky Byrne. His missus is not very well. He did post about this, so it is public domain. And I just want to wish him the best, and I want to wish his wife the best as well.
Yeah, I can't not agree with that. Can't
not see any of this stuff that's been kicking up. I'm sorry to hear that about it.
Did you look like you're on Tramadol, Mark? Tramadol, just, Mark.
So I just interrupt. Very important thing. Wife, this is done in 6 minutes. Order the Chinese. Thanks.
Who's eating Chinese at, by the time you get home, it'll be 9 o'clock?
Me, but there's a joke. But the I am going to eat it. The generally important part was, I don't know if anyone remembers this. Mark, well, you three will. You two, this, I'm looking at the screen. There's two of us. There's two of you. You know, when I started in the 1999 and until I can't remember how far to 2000, someone will remember this in the chat, yeah? You know, when you got a foreigner, you had to go to your old shows and go, how much is a fuse board with these MCBs? And they get it off in the gear ticket and tell you how much it's all going to cost. Because believe it or not, kids, you couldn't find out how much electrical materials were. You could go into B&Q and buy the overpriced stuff, but there was no source, open source, for cheap materials to view the prices. Now it's all over the internet. But back in the day, you go, yeah, fuse boards with 300 quid. And the bloke would go, yeah, right then. He had nowhere referencing whether that was a good price or not. Now you can look at a cheap-ass fuse board on Screwfix, don't know what manufacturer it might be, do your own maths, and then go, oh, a loaded fuse board's 80 quid. But you're using a better one, so that's done us a bit. But it was great times back in the day when people couldn't look at how much stuff cost and price you off against it.
Yeah, it's tough times out there, I think. It was booming a little while ago, and I think it's dropped off a little bit. I don't know if you're seeing that, Mark, at all.
We've just gone crazy. With the. I mean, if it wasn't for the certain, mind you saying that, we've had another big commercial order come in as well, so we're lucky.
All
I
right,
guess.
Billy Big Balls, we're trying to fucking get on with the working man here, not give it the bigger.
No, we are lucky, but then, you know, you're speaking with Craig as well, Jamie, they're doing really well, aren't they? And
yeah,
the other domestic electricians on earth seem to be doing all right too, so it's...
Also...
I don't know, it seems to be so varied.
To be honest with you, I had a little quiet period and now I'm fully booked again next week, so everything's going well. It's just, I say fully booked, I'm having tomorrow off. Fucking stress. This weekend, just
are you posting my t-shirts out? Is that what you're doing tomorrow?
No, it's not. However, I do want to give a shout out. The order's been placed, they are being printed on Monday, so I'm hoping the full print
is that why you have the day off, so you can print it yourself?
No, you can't print this quality, bro.
He's going to draw him on. He's been down Primark, got a lot of black t-shirts, some blue pens.
No. He's been to Hobby
these
Crap.
These are butter soft t-shirts. They're so nice. And the print run starts on Monday. So I'm hoping, worst case scenario, it'd be the end of the week. I'll start sending out the t-shirts. But it was a massive, massive win for t-shirts. I'm not going to lie. And the orders come through have been absolutely fantastic. So I'd expect your T-shirts to arrive Friday/Monday.
And remember, if anyone who hosts this podcast sees you in the wild wearing one of our T-shirts, you'll get a free BJ off David Savory. So you can't beat that deal, can you?
Decent. That's has a T-shirt deal. Been washed
I'll,
in select?
I'll let Dave know.
Butter soft.
When's your next drop then? How often are you doing these?
I think maybe once a month. No, I'm not going to try and push it. People are going to get bored of buying t-shirts every week, aren't they? So I'm not going to do it every week.
Unilite are still selling torches, mate. Don't knock it.
I've got a really good one coming out on the next one. It's very, very different, completely different. It's just something really fun that I sort of dreamt up one day.
Do I get a free one?
No, you don't, dick.
You're not giving a co-host a free one. Come on.
I ain't giving no one a free one. Do you know, I had this conversation with someone the other day. This is another thing that people don't realise. I'm trying to get the price down, right? Because it is dear. They aren't cheap T-shirts. However, by the time it's all said and done, like, the profit in it is, like, less than 150 quid.
I'll tell you what, I sent the trophies out for the podcast for free, and that costs money, like, just to send stuff. I sent out 10 trophies to some people who didn't even fucking want them, and they cost me 45 quid. Like, £45, second class signed for. Josie Valentino's and Hager's went first class.
Did you actually send him one? That's brilliant.
Yeah, I sent Hager's, and Josie Valentino and Hager's got sent first class record delivery, so they had to sign for it. So I knew they'd got them, and well, everyone else went out second class signed for. But I just thought, they're going to sign for that. They'll do it and be like, you bunch of twats. And that made the £45 worth my while. But yeah, I did like, I gave some stuff away on here. I gave some stuff away on Instagram. Like, the just big, cost money.
The big one for this year, the big show, like the number one title this year is the Electrician's Electrician of the Year. It's going to be a proper like championship belt is going to be made. This We've is got what these new... t-shirts are going Love towards.
It. Oh, because it's so it. Having,
the same I'm having crew... a championship belt made for the electricians, electrician of the year. The for same the podcast this year.
The same crews are now do the thing. So just so you know, the spreadsheet's running. And
it is.
We've added a category, comment of the year, which is currently going to, what was it last week? What was his name?
How do I know?
What, you laughed at, you were on Broy Up. He's gone out and put two breakers on his shoes that were made by Hager so he can't trip over. That is, I've got it, but that's the new, hang on, I can't not credit him now. Phil.
That's a high bar to go at already.
Phil, I'll find it. It's in a news podcast folder. So, but yeah, that is currently I'll watch the live chat back because I don't get time to watch it now. So I always watch it back. And Sam pointed that one out and that was a cork. So that is currently comment of the year.
Can I just say something? We've got 233 people listening to this nonsense this week. That's mad. Thank you so much.
Your live chats have been going really well since John came on that Carnage night. Maybe it's all to do with Josh. These donations, he's like buying you live listeners or something. Who knows?
Dan Graves is currently comment of the year with that corker. I've got a screenshot of it. So, yeah, if anyone wants to try and beat Dan in the live chat. Also, have you noticed that the live chat, obviously, we like the numbers. We like to see our numbers. It makes us proud to do the podcast, yeah? Some people are so in-depth talking in the live chat, they've got to watch this podcast again because they can't be listening
to it. They must do, yeah. Could they all wild game of each other?
I have to do that. Matty and Nathan listen to you guys on a Monday morning on site. And I'm like, I don't remember Sam and Jamie talking about that when I was on the live.
If you're in that live chat,
to what you're saying.
If you're on that live chat and loving it and talking amongst yourselves, yeah, it's really good. I'm really proud to see that. But please do us a favour. When you watch the podcast back to listen to the content, do it on your wife's account so we get an extra view. Cheers.
Marco, yes. Got anything to tell us?
Not really, mate. Just the same old. I was
You've
away
been very
week,
low so energy I'm, tonight. I'm knackered,
I'll be honest. I'm really, really tired. I was away all last week. Didn't sleep well. I never do when I'm away from home. And yeah, just trying to catch up for the weekend. And I am very tired.
We'll have him on again, eh? Well, we get him on regularly.
I'm bringing the numbers.
Oh, look, this has got to be a new one. Jakey, John, has Jordan touched you? Oh, no, I thought he was talking to Mark.
I'll go through it. I'll just sit there and put the podcast on and read through it because it is one of my little treats for the week, to be honest. It's quite amusing.
Someone said, how do we download our CPD certs? Are you giving out CPD now on this?
We have done. We've given out one before.
Sam's technical hour. He'll throw in pen vaults in a minute or something about diverting neutral currents and make himself sound smart.
I think this is an hour of CPD. I think this is valid hour, at least an hour a month if you watch all four shows.
No.
If you get something for reading a magazine, then this is CPD as well. I'm sorry.
There's no way I'm going to claim this podcast as CPD. We swear too much. After bowling about on Jamie's mum, I tell him it. On live on the podcast. Yeah, stuff like that. I won't have it.
I think it is. I'd like, you know what? If anyone's into a CPD or does the accreditation, yeah, this has got to be valid. Because, you know, I'm going for my ING at the minute. And when I go and do the interview, they say, what do you do? How do you keep in touch with the industry?
You ain't going to show this.
I'm generally going to show on this podcast, go, there you go, 50 hours a year talking about electrical shit. I know we swear, but I still spend fucking an hour digging through the news a week. So yeah,
CPD's a scam when you want to try and produce it, though. Apprentice one-to-one registered, but every module of CPD you want to release costs about £400.
Does it?
It's a quango, accredited. Isn't it? It's a quango. Oh, you want that credit?
It's mad. So you can register for free. But you want to create something that's been properly checked or whatever. You've already tipped a box on the website.
Just said it's Sparking Ninja. The chat said it's CPD. It's CPD. Done. Conversation's over, right? That's two people in there that don't actually like me that said it's CPD. When people who don't like you agreeing with you know you're onto a winner. So, bosh. Bombshell.
it took us long enough to get there, didn't it? This has got to be the fifth year of the podcast, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it not longer than 5 years?
Ironically, the first time I've listened to a podcast, it was you two and
Neil.
God Longhead.
No, not Neil. I forgot his name. Ricky. And it was you two and Neil on the first podcast. I remember listening to it at the bus stop. And I think what you was on about some Volk sticking. You said, someone said that David Savory's put into. He's a good YouTuber, and that was it. Then I fucked you off and watched all David Savory's videos. Remember it well. And I remember thinking,
decent.
This is all right. Just little.
No, I think we're coming up to 5 years now.
That was when I was training. That was 4 years ago, and you was well established by then.
Yeah, so the first iteration was Electrician's Guide to Everything, which is still the best name of a podcast, and I wish I still had it. But I released that as a separate entity now, so you can go and check that out on Spotify. It's still there, still alive. Electrician's Guide to Everything is me and Ricky in the very old days, man.
You know what I did listen to when I was working in the college 4 years ago, and I thought, this is really good, and it was fucking nuts, was the Rusty Back Box. Is that still available?
That was a corker.
Is that still on a platform?
What one?
The Rusty Back Box.
Yeah, it's still on. It's on Rusty Back Box. I think is. It's definitely on here. It's still on YouTube. I don't know if it's on. I don't think it got transferred over when we used to be hosted by Podbean, and now we're hosted by Spotify for Spotify for podcasters. So I don't know if it got transferred over, but it's definitely on here.
If you are a new viewer and you haven't heard the Rusty Back Box, I'll do my best this week to put the links to it off YouTube into the thing. And I might even record them and put them out on the pod channel.
You know what's hilarious is my wife was a voice of a prostitute in my name.
Written by David Savory, I believe. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You, Mark. Who is it? You, Bundy. It's weird, but I remember listening to it. This is weird, but I do quite like it. So, yeah, I will do my best to put those on the pod channel and link them in here.
Yeah.
Which means I won't do it.
You spent a fortune building a set and trying to build up a really big podcast of your own, even having a podcast on a radio show, and some guy in his shed who gets his wife to be sent to be a prostitute smashes you every week.
And it's set in a pub. It's set in a pub, isn't it? And you're just like, you've got to get out. You've got to get out.
Ridiculous.
Right, if you're a new viewer, listen to that, because I think it is quality entertainment. Once you watch it,
I don't know what it is though. Like, it's a very strange thing, a very strange bit of content that would only come from the mind of Sabo.
It's literally like the magic roundabout, isn't it, for Sparkies?
Right, should we fuck off?
Thank you very much, my Chinese. We're getting cold. A pleasure, as always, to all you 240 people in the chat.
Electrician's Podcast. Thank you to Mark. Thank you to Jamie. We are out.
Bye-bye. Oh. Well, I'll see your mum now.